What's up, guys? Welcome back to Average Take.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
You really just gonna cut me off like that, dude?
I let you get your welcome back part.
I wasn't done yet, though.
Okay. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Average Take.
I'm done now. All right. Shinny, how the hell are you?
What's up? What's up? What's going on? How's everyone doing?
You're not in a good mood.
Yeah.
Why?
Why are you being monotoned right now, like a fuck?
Yeah, I just watch a lot of baseball.
A lot of bad baseball, huh?
Baseball.
Ooh, all right. All right.
Padres feels like having to go to run it.
Can't believe it.
We're drinking a non-sponsored beer on the podcast.
Don't mind that.
Why? You know, the sponsors don't like that.
Why is that?
I don't know.
They pay.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
It's like we can't play a song.
Like, if you're hearing this,
sponsor us.
The best in the game. Well, if you are listening to us, this podcast is sponsored by yours truly, actually, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, all right, Padres suck right now.
What the hell, dude? What's going on?
This is probably Thursday, but the Padres are down 4-0.
Against the Blue Jays.
They lost the day before. Could you guess it? 3-0.
God.
With a day off Monday. Can you guess what we did Sunday?
4-0.
6-1 loss. Can you guess what we did Saturday?
6-1.
4-1 loss.
Fuck.
Can you guess what we did Friday?
5-1.
5-1 loss.
Yes!
No, yeah. We lost.
No, but I got the number
you
right.
You got the number right. I mean, props for you for maybe watching the game. We haven't won since last Wednesday. So we could be on a week-long losing streak if the Padres don't miraculously come back bottom of the seventh. 4-0 game. The opponent, Blue Jays, have 2 on with 1 out bottom of the seventh. Yeah, it's not looking great for us.
We're
right
toast.
Now.
We're toast.
So we're losing in the seventh. We could lose our fifth consecutive.
Yep.
I saw a number that we're like 10-15 versus the AL this year. That'd be 10-16.
They're the better division or league, I guess. Conference.
And they really haven't been. I mean, other than the Tigers.
Maybe that's why.
I mean, the Tigers did beat us.
No, but that's why the records don't show that they're better, because they're all beating up on each other.
Beating up on each other. I mean, makes sense. Makes sense. There's not like an upper and a lower.
Yeah.
And NL's more heavy on
top. And those teams luckily get to play against the Rockies, so that helps.
Yeah. I can see that.
But maybe.
I can see that.
But, yeah, the Padres.
They're bad. They're bad.
Padres don't. Do good against AL, I guess, apparently, this year.
Now, is it hit in a while? I know Jackson Merrill, he has a fat blister. I've seen it with my eye. It goes from ring finger to pointer finger. It's so large, right in the middle.
How do you get that, though? You've been playing baseball for so long. How do you all of a sudden just get a blister?
Because
he
found himself going to a cold streak. Or, yeah, he's coming off of rehab. Got a lot of swings in after not swinging for a while. Then you come back to the big leagues, swinging, going to a cold streak. You're swinging your life away. He's probably in the cages swinging.
Squeezing the fuck out of the
100 times a day. You know, you never know what he's doing when he's not playing. Like, obviously, what we see is not
what we're getting. Yeah, you know? Right, right.
But he has a big old blister. Big old blister.
Damn.
So he's in a cold streak. I completely get that. I understand. For the rest of the team, Fernando. He had a big homer at our last win.
Walk-off.
Was that our last win? Before the last one. That last series.
Though. That was the Mariners, right?
No,
the Angels. Walk-off.
Oh, Angels. That was two series ago.
It was.
We played the Angels, Mariners, now we're playing Blue Jays.
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
Correct.
So it was the Mariners or was
we
it
the
Mariners?
We got swept by the Mariners. So yeah. Definitely not versus Mariners. I had them.
Damn.
Mariners came to town. Coming into town, they were 9-12. Versus the Padres. They had beat us 9 times, lost 3 times. They swept us. So now they're 12-3 in the last 15 games.
I mean, they have
Mariners have our number. We traded them.
Julio Rod?
No.
No, we traded them for Austin Nola.
We traded them for Austin Nola, but we gave them a mighty package.
Andres Munoz, Matt Brash.
Brash went
5-0 Blue
Jays. Ty France
went. I'm sure there's much and more Austin Adams. Somewhere.
Do you guys think it was the 21-0 against the Rockies that started this downfall for us?
Well, fun fact off that really quick. We scored 21-0, and then every game since then we've scored 19 runs combined. So we scored 21 in one game, and then it's probably been like 10 games, 9 games since then. We scored 19.
We scored enough runs for 9 games that 21 game. 21 points for the Padres?
Yeah.
That's enough fucking runs for 9 games for us.
Yeah.
So we scored 21 runs and then had an immediate hangover. And we have not scored 21 runs.
Now, question. Do you think these teams are flat out better than us? This might be a stupid question, actually. Are these teams better than us, or are we just playing lower than our
baseball? Baseball is such an up-and-down sport. This is
– we're not fully healthy.
Last year, after May 22nd or 26th, something like that, right around then, end of May, after that, we went like 5-1, 0-5, 6-2. 0-7. Like we had like just complete up and down spurts of the year. So the last 2 weeks, I mean, how long has it been since that 21-0 game? It feels like
it's been like, yeah, about 10 games at least.
Yeah, it feels like 2 weeks. It's been a long 2 weeks for us not to score over 21 points, and we exhausted everything that game, but I mean,
eight. Our guys haven't. Today is Manny 9. Had
a 14-game hitting streak.
Today is 9 games since then.
Feels like he's broken that.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd rather play our worst baseball in May.
Yeah, late exactly. May. You get these things out of you. I mean, we've had guys get hurt left and right, but one of the things I wanted to touch on during this podcast is we've seen Yu Darvish touch the mound twice in the minor leagues so far, ramping up.
I think he had
how's he doing? A
setback or something. He's how are those taking two slower than normal.
Oh, he was taking it slower than normal.
How are those outings?
Those outings don't really matter. It matters that he's getting innings pitches. That's what really matters with Yu Darvish.
So it doesn't matter if he's getting pieced up down there?
Numbers and statistics.
No.
Why?
It is, he's getting
bullets. When you go
if they're catching up veteran. To it, then MLB players will catch up to it.
He's a veteran.
It's so much different than you really think.
He's working on a pitch.
He's
that
working
sucks.
On things. He's working on his body. Obviously, he's coming back from injury. He's testing his body. He's working on things. There's some things you just have to really, like, throw out of your mind. What really matters is he's on the mound throwing. He's made 2 starts down there. He's had a long setback so far this season. To me, a little bit like last year, there's a stretch he didn't pitch for a long time.
I think they both
it was later in the season.
I think they both know, though, they both know that he has 100 whatever innings of sharpness. So I think they're just saving it for
the end of the season,
July to
March,
totally September.
I mean, Yu Darvish is on the older side of things.
Yeah.
And when you look at March, baseball,
idiot box.
When you look at baseball coming from Japan,
yeah,
you start in the major leagues at 17, 18 over there.
Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean,
how many miles does that arm have left?
Yeah.
Can't be too many.
How many?
Well, that's what they say. I mean,
and that's what we're learning right now is that back mechanics. To that year, now the Padres have had Yu Darvish not pitch as much.
7-0 and he's 27. They hit a grand slam.
7-0 Blue Jays.
So the Padres have lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
And they're cold as ice. I mean, they didn't score
yesterday. Cold as ice.
We're not going to be able to score today.
No, it's like
baseball.
Yeah, I don't like overreacting, but it does suck watching your team do those stretches of 6-2, 0-7. And so the roller coaster is not fun, but when you're riding high, you're high, and then when you're riding low,
you said this a couple seasons ago. You can't lose the World Series in May, but you can definitely lose it.
You can't win it.
You can't win it, but you can definitely lose it.
Yeah, it's Rockies. That's the same.
Is that us?
That's not us.
That's the same for a team like the Rockies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like
if you get off to a cold start.
Yeah.
Because even the Twins, I mean, the Twins,
you got to win out soon.
Yeah, the Twins started 13-20, and then they just won 12, 13 straight games. And now 25-20 doesn't sound horrible.
Not too bad. Yeah. Okay.
No, but it takes a lot like that. That's a tough streak.
Yeah, that's a rare.
In a row is rare.
Teams don't do
that. They might not do that again this season. They might have lost the World Series in May. They might have stretched their hot run. Might have went out
already.
And I mean, the Padres set themselves up nicely going, 14-3 to start the season?
Yeah.
So, for a while, I'm not looking at records and standings in May, just FYI, but everyone was thrown out there. The Dodgers were cold, too. We were game back. So, I mean,
yeah, they're getting cold, too. Yeah.
We'll be 20 games back in the blink of an eye.
You could be.
Don't say that.
We will.
Don't say that.
The Dodgers are the best team in the world. They probably will go on a 100-game winning streak.
Don't say that. Reverse jinx. Okay.
You never know. Absolutely never know.
I mean, yeah, it's May.
It's baseball.
It's May.
I mean, the Padres.
I'd rather have it now than later.
The Padres are effectively. I mean, we're on a cold Pavetta stretch. Pavetta started the year dominant. So we haven't seen a Pavetta like game in a couple starts. Dylan Cease. I mean, yesterday's game, last night's game was not terrible, not bad in the worst, but Padres didn't score. We scored zero runs. You can't win when you score zero.
Yeah. He looks sharp.
You do not win a baseball game when you score zero.
His stuff looks sharp. He just kind of gets banged around a couple.
Every now and then, it's like almost like Dylan Cease is in the game, but all of a sudden it's like a, oh, shit, there's a fly. Oh, shit, the time ran out. Oh, boom, bomb.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
It's all in a row. Like, there's blow-up innings.
It's like one thing, one little thing, like I said, a fly. Like, it throws him off.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, a consecutive inning where he gets batted around a little, and then he's back. And, you know, sometimes he's on, sometimes he has those type of innings. He's been good overall in the year, though. Pavetta's been good on the year.
Yeah.
But it's been a short year. Can we judge that yet?
No, because in the end, he had a good 2 months.
He could fall now, and then we'll be like, this was the worst fucking season for Pavetta, you know?
Like, yeah, that's why it's hard to take, like, these struggles, whatever, with...
Because it's only May.
Like, hold them so much weight with any player, you know? Guys are going to go through a slump.
And, yeah.
You know, it happens for the Padres that... 4 or 5 of them are in their slump right now together.
And what's crazy is stats has come on so hard in the last 10 years. The internet, the stats, debating. Because you truly have to watch the games to know.
Yeah. This is true.
Because there's a blink in the moment where, you know, could that pitcher have been pulled? Did that pitcher get pulled and the reliever come in and gave up those last 2 runs?
Right.
You know, did that pitcher not be able to finish his outing truly? And as soon as a reliever comes in, boom, bang. You know, the guys who were on base scored with 2 outs, like, and those runs get charged to the pitcher. You know, sometimes it's the manager's fault or the reliever's that comes in fault. You don't know unless you watch the games every day. And, I mean, truly internet and debating has taken a toll on sports.
Yes.
But we wouldn't have this. One of the big things I wanted to talk about was the Padres and their left field situation.
Need one.
The Padres are tied for worst or second to worst with the Dodgers for the output of war from left field. They have a negative almost 2 war produced from the left field spot in only a month and a half.
Who's the Dodgers left fielder?
Teoscar. Andy Pajes.
Andy Pajes is
more in right.
He's a pitcher, no?
Nope. That's Pedro Páez.
I thought it was.
Just kidding. Conforto. That's a catcher. Conforto only plays against lefties.
Only plays versus lefties.
Yeah. And his splits are really good. Teoscar's DH. He's been hurt a lot. Pa has been playing a lot. He's been raking, like hitting 380.
He's playing right though, center and right.
Edmonds in center, and then they have, I don't really know who they're.
Mookie's in
infield.
In the infield?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And then I don't. Does Teoscar play outfield? Like Teoscar, in the field?
Yeah. He does play left some.
He's been hurt.
I'm sure it's for a him long. In Conforto that switch on and off.
Yeah. Michael and Conforto?
Yeah,
Michael Conforto.
What the fuck?
And then maybe some Kike. I saw that the Dodgers have, in the last 2 weeks, released longtime Dodger Austin Barnes and also Chris Taylor.
Yeah, I heard that Dodgers are looking to get Aaron Judge in the deadline.
No, they're looking at Kyle Tucker. I saw that report. They are all in on Kyle Tucker.
Cubs. Yeah.
Do your fucking part. You traded for him. You traded a big prospect for him. Do your part. Re-sign him.
Nope. Yeah, Cubs, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, Cubs.
Nope. They're the Dodgers. He's on the Dodgers. Yeah. Come October. Come October, he's in the Dodgers.
You fucking traded a premium asset for him. Pay him. Period.
Why pay? Why pay him when the Dodgers can pay him? Why would we pay him when the Dodgers can pay him?
So I can complain some more.
Why, as a Chicago Cub, why would I pay Kyle Tucker?
Because he produces.
When he can walk his happy ass.
He gets on base.
Go to Hollywood.
He gets on base.
He can go to Hollywood, make some money, make a couple movies, maybe a couple TV shows, maybe a couple NIL deals.
Fuck that.
He could be the face of
Chicago.
He could be the face of Sapporo.
Fuck that. This is Chicago.
He could be the face of Sapporo.
No, that's Ohtani already. Ohtani has all those deals.
No, Nike. Not Nike. No,
really New Balance.
Yeah.
New Balance.
Yeah, who?
New Balance?
Cares.
Fuck New Balance. That was good. Yeah, fuck you.
Finding the Padres left field.
Name some. Who do you want?
Oscar Gonzalez? Maybe Connor Joe?
Connor Joe traded.
Oh, we were almost looking at Connor Joe beginning of the year, no?
Connor Joe traded.
Oh, we had Connor Joe. Oh, idiot move, Roman.
Connor Joe traded.
Traded Oscar Gonzalez, Korea, Japan, don't care. Bob's favorites. Oscar Gonzalez
released.
Bob's favorites, I hate it.
Available to make moves, sign a contract with Japan.
Yuli out of here. Hayward is next. Maldonado's next.
Hayward's next for sure.
We don't have, we can put, I saw a clip of Arias gunning someone out from left field. That was cool.
I did see that.
Arias is not moving.
He'll never play. Tyler Wade can play, but he's good for 30 games.
Yeah.
Tyler Wade
is a good player when he's not playing every day.
And then Gavin Sheets can play outfield, but he
can't hit water.
The balls just get hit all over.
Can't hit water if he fell off a boat.
Yeah.
No. Sheets can hit, but he can't catch. Can't play left.
Lockridge.
Can't play left field.
What's Lockridge doing?
Lockridge is official fourth outfielder. He's not a starter. Not an everyday. We need to find Padres left fielder.
Who was their left fielder last year?
What's that guy doing?
Left fielder last year, Peralta.
No, wasn't there someone else?
Profar.
What's he doing?
Profar suspended. Not available. Can't play in the playoffs.
No. Are you kidding me?
His backup, effectively.
He should have been a Padre.
Peralta.
No, Verdugo. Alex Verdugo should have been a Padre.
Verdugo not available.
Yes, he is. Via trade. Naming
all these not available players.
Verdugo just signed and is on the Braves.
Okay.
Scoring runs every day.
Looks like there's a dilemma then in San Diego.
Randy Arozarena.
Guess what? Mariners, good. Not available.
Fuck this. Randy did so good against us.
Yeah, well, he just likes Petco Park. It's
close to Mexico. That's why.
He's not from Mexico.
I want to bet.
He's from Cuba.
Played for the Mexico fucking team.
He effectively is from Mexico.
No. Played for the fucking team.
Okay, I played for Team Ireland. I played for Team Ireland. I'm not Irish.
Was he born somewhere else and lived there for a while?
Yes.
It counts. 10 years in the country. You're from there.
No, he spent
10 years.
It wasn't 10 years.
How many years then?
Four. Not even a citizen.
Not even four. Fuck no. You.
Yeah,
he got honorary citizenship.
No.
He played on the TJ team.
Why would you do that? Where are you from?
He played on the TJ team for a couple years.
Cuba.
Why would you play for a team that you don't feel like you're from.
Played on a team in Mexico.
Graham was from Mexico.
Okay, then, so obviously you feel like you're from there.
No, he played on a team in Mexico for like 5 years.
He was speaking English to me.
5 years is fucking worth the citizenship.
I mean, okay. If you get the documented papers.
No, what I think it really is.
Still having a citizenship.
All I think it really is grandma lived there. I think that's what it was.
Who knows? I mean, honestly.
Almost fucked up the USA on the Mexico team. On the Mexico team.
The Mexicans didn't stand a chance.
Fuck you. Yes, they did. Yes, they did have a chance.
Just like that one time.
They had a chance
in Texas. They didn't stand a chance.
No chance.
That's fucked. That is fucked.
No chance. No, there's left fielders everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Name some. Who would you like? Number one player you would like.
You guys don't know mine, so you guys can can go. Because I'm a special Straw. One.
Lawrence.
Miles Straw.
Trevor Larnage.
Who the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard that name before. Cleveland Guardians.
He's on the Twins.
Minnesota Twins. Yes, I knew it was a blue team.
No, but he's left-handed bat, plays the outfield. He's literally Gavin Sheets 2.0, to be honest. Okay. Nothing special, but... He's Gavin Sheets. He has a little more raw power than Gavin Sheets. And Gavin Sheets is a big boy.
Big boy.
But
what is he, 6'3"?
Yeah, maybe 210? I don't think Larnage is a defensive wizard. So we're going to have to
bite the nail.
Yeah.
On base.
Yeah, or
you got to do one or the other.
We need a good defensive guy and a shitty hitter, or a good hitter, no defense.
I don't need a Tommy Pham again.
Why, fighting fans or what?
I'm not Pham, fielding good.
Tommy Pham, you could probably get in a very affordable
price. And I don't want him. Keep him away from San Diego.
Why? He's a pirate.
No, he
sucks. I'm still on the Tirso train. One of these guys needs to get cut.
Shut up.
Get Tirso up.
No.
Tirso needs to be a full-timer.
Please, no.
No.
I am on the Tirso train.
Send him and Campy for a left fielder. Boom. Deal. Done.
Boom. Deal. Done.
What about Jonathan Perlaza?
No.
Yes, but no.
Not moving the needle for you.
No, it's not. He's a Oscar Gonzalez type guy to me. Had a good 60 games, good season. That's what I think. I hear a lot of these names. They had a good COVID year, and I'm like, damn, maybe they were good at one point. I remember they were good.
Yeah, that's
they're not good.
I think Oscar Gonzalez is
COVID merchant. C-word merchant.
Yeah, you already said it, brother.
Yeah. You already said it, brother.
Oops, that's getting flagged. YouTube flagging us. Whoops. Screwed us. Padre, I'm over yet?
No.
Sweet.
Still losing,
though. Left fielder. We could solve it in like...
Lourdes Gurriel.
And it won't happen. Division rival.
Definitely not.
You can go to the... No, those guys aren't even... It's hard. Baseball's hard. Being a GM's hard. I don't know if you guys knew that.
The Padres did trade for Bryce Johnson.
Bryce Harper? Is that what he said?
He said Bryce Johnson. Tim LaCastro?
Fun fact about Trevor Larnage, actually. We were the first team to draft him out of high school.
Drew Waters.
In the last round.
Padres.
Drew Waters.
Then he went to college.
Drew Waiters?
Waiters.
No, pretty sure it's Waters.
No, it's going to be a team like the Yankees. Like, if Grisham was sucking.
Oh, my God. That'd be nice, I don't want Grisham back.
You're not going to trade for Grisham back.
Grisham's hitting home runs right now, like no other.
Or maybe the Cubs. Try to get. Or the Red Sox. Maybe Matsusaka. Too much money, but maybe.
I'm sure they could.
Teams with like four outfielders. They don't really give a fuck about the handedness, I don't think.
Gavin Lux.
I mean,
get him on the team.
Yeah.
He's on the Reds. He's on a bad team right now.
I mean, he has had a decent season.
I'd honestly take Andujar from the fucking A's.
Who?
Andujar? Yeah.
Andujar?
For half a year, I'll take him.
I could see that.
Is Schwarber on the chopping block?
No. What about Taylor Ward?
Taylor Ward, yeah, but that seems too obvious, I feel like. I don't know. Obvious? He's too good of a player on too shitty of a team.
What about trying to swoop Adele?
No, Joe? I don't like him.
Mr. Joe?
Cleaner.
James Wood.
Give me Kyle Stowers.
James Wood back on the Padres.
Give me Kyle Stowers.
Stowers is not on the market.
James Wood back on the Padres.
No, that'll never happen.
Not on the market?
No, never. That will never happen. When I say never, that will never happen.
Why? James Wood, prospect of the Padres.
The Nationals would trade James Wood for Tatis only.
Really? They love James Wood over there.
Yeah, he's up and coming.
Lars Nootbaar.
Sure, but
they are, have been on a heater.
They've been on a heater
ever since Coach Gruden.
It's still.
What does Coach Gruden have to do?
Get out of the NL. Go to the AL. That's teams don't like trading in.
In fucking.
They do, but they won't because they can.
Would you if the Angels start dying? Would you go get a Soler?
That's a good one.
No. O'Hoppy,
Brandon
though.
Nimmo.
I mean, O'Hop.
Would love him.
Nimmo is on the Mets.
That's an L.
NL.
Shit.
O'Hoppy would be awesome from
the. O'Hoppy's raking right now, and I'm sure he's going to end up being a deadline deal.
Yeah.
And.
Is Boston.
Someone's going to pay a hefty.
He's a below average catcher, though, which doesn't really. People don't see that because it's not a stat, but he's a below average catcher. But
and that's against what Padres are looking for.
And he's the second best hitting catcher in baseball right now.
And behind Kyle Ridley. Sure, that is
James Duran.
Jaren.
Duran.
Won't happen, though. Says bad words on camera.
Went through some hardship, didn't he?
Tried to
through some hardship.
Yeah, something to himself.
Could come to the pods.
Who did? Jaren Duran?
I don't think so. I don't think Red Sox. Right?
He's perfect for Boston. Races and white.
We'll see.
I mean, we need some good names. Those are some names that you might hear at the trade deadline. You might not. Who knows? I definitely think the Angels should be dealing with the deadline because I don't think they'll survive the year. September's calling. It's hard.
How about this? Do you ever see Jackson moving over and we get a better center fielder?
One, there's not really a better center fielder. Two, no reason to move.
If we get Trent Grisham back. Does Jackson
left.
Move over?
Nope, Trent can
play left.
Yeah.
We're not
trading. Yeah. We're not going to trade for a center fielder that won't play other that won't play the outfield. Yeah,
any other position.
We're looking for a left fielder.
Because Jackson Merrill, pretty locked up. And then right field, you got the Platinum Glove with Time Award locked winner.
Down. Does he move? Do we get a better right fielder?
Nope. No. The only thing I can see ever happening.
The reason you don't ever move Tatis is because of the cannon of an arm from right to home.
To home, yeah.
The only thing sense. I can ever see happening is if Bogarts gets moved somehow, some way, one of them could possibly move back to shortstop. That is if, and that will never happen because
Someone fucking happily takes Bogarts' contract.
Yes.
Never
happened. Yeah.
I don't think he's
tough. Moved. Tough.
I really don't.
He's here forever.
No, it's 12-0.
Holy shit.
Grand slam.
Another grand slam?
Dalton Barsha. I mean, if the Blue Jays died, Barsha would be kind of cool.
Won't happen, dude.
Blues will die.
He's too young.
I mean, they paid a lot for
him. I know. Gabriel Montero. And I think their shortstop was a Blue Jay, too, at one point. Perdomo? Maybe not.
But yeah, the Padres need a left fielder, a definite left fielder. We don't have one right now. I mean, Hayward is a bum. Hayward is
Seriously, what do you think the Braves do with their fourth outfielder, essentially, because Cunha is coming back soon. Profar is going to come back at the end of June. They have
Ozuna,
Verdugo, and
Ozuna's
Kelenic.
DH,
they have Verdugo and Kelenic.
Kelenic was option already
to AAA.
Yeah,
but still, that's a major league level outfielder.
I mean, that
Jared Kelenic.
I don't know if the Braves trade with us, but Kelenic. I mean, that's a very solid option. I just think he's been overhyped, undervalued.
Or do you think they say fuck you to Profar? Like, do you think they screw him and not play him, just have him as a bench back?
I mean, they could because they're telling themselves he can't be used for playoffs anyway. Might as well get the team used for it and just use him to, in clutch situations to win.
He can't be used for playoffs? That's nuts.
So, as like a manager and as like a team, like, do you let Verdugo get his at bats knowing he has to play?
Yeah. You do not play Profar as much, in my opinion. Unless Verdugo is just that bad.
What if Profar is literally raking? Like, he just turns up.
Does he get a ring?
He played.
Yeah, he played
team.
On the team before.
What? You get a ring for playing a pitch.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One out, technically.
Yeah.
I think it's one pitch if you're on the field or if you're in the at bat.
You get a ring?
Yeah.
Damn.
You
know,
you and get you. Yeah. Because I have it for the end with the Giants when you're now stunned because he literally played like one out.
Yeah.
And they pulled him off the field. Or something
like that. And he got a fucking ring.
Got a ring.
That's but nuts. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? It could be in house, could be out of house.
Out of house, please. Porta potty, outhouse. Out.
Yeah, please, buddy.
Trade everybody.
One thing.
Just kidding. No, not DeVries.
I saw today, it was shared in the group. I actually saw it last night, but Jackson. Robert Hassel III.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He stinks.
Graduated to the majors.
Yeah. Someone he must have got hurt, unfortunately.
If you could go back in time.
What? No. Would take Soto every time.
Me too.
Every time.
Me too.
Because without Soto, we don't have King. And King, I think, is an ace.
He's an ex-contract. Cease Wongs.
Cease is a Dodger. No.
I don't know who's in. Cease is probably
Cy Young on the Dodgers.
Oriole. The Orioles do not get pitching.
Oh, yeah, he needs to be an Oriole.
He needs to be an Oriole.
If they don't get pitching.
If the Padres were smart at the deadline, they send him to the Orioles for
Gunner. Gunner, please.
Gunner, that'd be sick.
Colin Cowser. The Heston Kershad guy, not good. Don't let anyone convince you he is.
No, I'd rather have Cowser, even though he's hurt. Give me Cowser.
He's not good.
Colton Cowser's good.
Yes, the other guy's not good.
Yeah,
Heston Kershad. He went to Oregon State with Adley.
But you never know. He might just need more bats. He's their like bench guy.
Yeah, but. Just don't believe. You see accounts out there. Stowers good. He hit a fucking bomb off me. I knew he's good since he was 11. I've known he was good since he was 11.
Since he hit that bomb off you, guy's going to be MLB stud.
Stud.
How far was that bomb? Where were you? Where, what park?
350.
Leagues at American.
He hit it into the fucking.
Leagues at American.
He hit it into the fucking. What's it called?
He hit it into the water tank?
Into the no, past the water no, tank? The water
fucking, no, right field. Like in the, on into top the of the dugout in the minors field.
He hit it that into the river small,
on top of the dugout?
Yeah.
Didn't make it into the minors
field. Hit the dugout. Not a tank. Nothing tank. It was off me, though. I threw the cookie.
Yeah, what was it a tank?
What was the pitch?
That's a homer.
What was the pitch? Fastball? Probably. Inside?
No. Probably right down the middle.
The tank is either you're over the water tank.
Water tower tank is insane.
In the water tank is insane. Or you're in the minors.
I've only seen that done in game like twice.
I've seen it done.
Yeah, Jason Mormon did it once.
I've seen. Are we name dropping? you name dropped Jason Mormon. I've seen my brother pitching.
Oh no.
Came along with Zach Buckley.
Oh no. Nice.
Zach Buckley hit it. Into the water tank, into that because you know how it had a gate around it, and there's like a tree in there.
Yeah, I always hated that because you feel like you never get the balls, and then they just have a key, they unlock it. The maintenance guy gets them later.
Yeah, recycles it.
Yeah,
that ball had one hit.
Game ball.
Brand new ball.
Thanks.
There was one big thing I wanted to talk about. I said it in the group on Twitter not too long ago. Maybe it was right around season starting, ESPN came out and said that, or ESPN and MLB came out and said that effectively after the 2025 MLB season, the contract with ESPN and MLB Sunday Night Baseball will die. You guys remember this?
I think so.
A lot of people were heartbroken, obviously.
Who?
14-0. A lot of people, I mean, many older than us.
Yep. Sorry, Tim. Sorry, Buster.
Loved ESPN baseball. Like, Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN, Tim Kershad, Buster Only. Like, those guys. our household names. I myself grew up on MLB Network, Sunday Night Baseball.
If it's not Matty V, I don't care.
Matty V, MLB Network.
No, Channel 4, San Diego.
Channel 4, San Diego. I mean, yeah, of course, but Matty V was on MLB.
Channel 4, San Diego?
Yeah. Sam the Cookie Guy? You never even heard that. Oh,
what do you mean?
What are you talking about?
That was out of his ass.
Pulled that out quick.
That's the number one show on Channel 4 San Diego.
Yep.
That was awesome. Great bull run. yeah, you threw the train of thought over my head. Oh, where I was going. ESPN, guys, they're giving up MLB Sunday Night Baseball, their coverage at it. Breaking news today, 2:14, so a couple hours ago. NBC has made an offer to MLB to take over Sunday Night Baseball and the rest of ESPN's baseball inventory starting next season.
Cool. Peacock.
Subscribe. Get your subscriptions now, Apple ladies
TV?
And gentlemen.
Apple TV.
Well, that's smart for them because they technically now own Sunday Night in two different sports.
Yeah, they're football. Doubling up on the Sun. They want Sundays.
Sunday.
Use cards.
Yeah,
you guys want to test if we're fucking San Diego? Yeah. He just pulled a Sam the Cookie Guy, and we got the big used car tent sale. What about those? Are our ass.
What about this? Baja California, Mexico.
We are from San Diego. We are from.
My name is Trevor, and I'm from Lakeside, and I spell country. KSON.
Bangers.
Yeah. Well, shit. That's the average takes one.
Yeah.
That was this episode. Sorry it took a little bit, but I was fucking bed rotting last week. So.
Padres suck. We need to go on a run.
Yeah. You need to go on a run.
No, you just suck. Together.
Rude.
How much longer does Hayward have?
About 1 month.
What's the deadline? August 1st? That's how long he has.
August 1st is the deadline for Hayward.
May, June, July, August.
May, January, February.
I almost did that. May, August?
Why is 7 afraid of 9?
Right now we're 47 games technically through the MLB season.
That was
our over-under was 61.
At what?
For him, the roster date.
Oh, it's a game. So we have a month left.
You said the same. You said under. So you're right on you.
I have a feeling. I have a fucking feeling. They'll make a move soon. They made a move for Arias pretty early.
Goes over. He's over 61.
That was like May, June-ish last year. And that was really a kickstart. So maybe
he's over 60.
Or one last name, he's available. JD Martinez.
Oof. That was Bob's favorite
39 year old JD Martinez. That was Bob's
favorite player in high school.
Yeah.
Bob's favorite player in high school.
Wife's TikTok.
I would do it.
Not follow just for you page, FY.
I would sign him.
He's sitting at home playing Fortnite all day.
I would sign him.
Hasn't practiced. Hasn't picked up a baseball in months.
He can hit 275.
Off the couch?
Off the couch right now.
Off the couch?
Right now.
I'd rather have Pujols.
Ooh.
He's probably 65.
He's 77.
And probably. He'll bat you a 199.
Now 27 bombs, though.
7 bombs.
No.
No, less. 3 bombs.
Yeah.
Probably. It's better than Hayward.
Anybody's better than Hayward.
Anybody.
Well, do you think that's a good idea? For NBC, Sunday nights and most sports.
They need to find the gap, whatever. If there's a gap, I guess there's not a gap. So yeah, that's awesome.
That's perfect.
Well, I mean, NFL goes from
September to
January. Playoffs. Do they have a playoff game?
Remember, wasn't there a team on it like a couple years ago against the Jags?
No, I don't remember. That's why I asked. I didn't remember. So they have through January. And then MLB starts
in April, so there's a 2-month gap.
Is when the regular starts. So there's a 2-month gap.
Well, you're not watching shit, but that's where golf comes in handy, and that's where CBS.
Who owns March Madness? That's CBS as well.
Yep.
Not even a lick.
True. TBS, TNT.
Yeah.
because they don't got so the NBA. They don't got NBA either. They might get NBA actually, right?
Well, I mean,
didn't NBA get a?
Well, inside the NBA.
No, didn't CNT, NBA no? sell their right to someone because the sponsor quit?
Yeah, I know TNT is no longer after this year.
TNT is no longer.
TNT is done. Like, we don't know if there's gonna be a Shaq, Chuck.
Anywhere
inside the NBA,
yeah.
Oh no,
yeah. Espen, maybe. Espen runs basketball,
yeah. And I thought Disney got that contract.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. No big deal. Shaq,
see ya,
Chuck. Make a free throw, buddy.
Oh
no, that show's so good.
Yeah, that's a great show. Chuck are good.
I know it is a good show. I don't watch basketball until the finals, and finals is generally. Espen.
True.
I'm one of those fans.
Yeah, me too.
And even the finals, it's a rare watch.
What I'm getting right now, the NBA will continue airing on ESPN and ABC starting next season, despite TNT losing its NBA broadcast rights.
Okay, maybe that's what the argument is about then.
The show will
just
be produced by Warner Bros. Discovery,
yeah. HBO. WBD.
As part of the settlement with the NBA, TNT will also gain rights to broadcast Big 12 college basketball and football games.
Oh, hell yeah! Big 12, I love it. I love West Virginia basketball. I'm not gonna lie. West Virginia college basketball. Texas Tech. Many... Oh my... Texas Roman, Tech. You know how...
What the fuck?
Do you know how many Big 12 games or teams there are? Of the Big 12. Shetty, how many Big 12 teams are there?
10.
That's the funniest thing you said. Oh fuck yeah. You guys are smoked. Oh my god.
Alright. I think we got it there.
Yeah, let's end it. Please.
Right. Another one will be an average.
Have a great day.